Hello everyone, my name is Rafael and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk a little bit about motivation. This is something that we've been hearing literally everywhere, mostly on social media, and most of us wants to be motivated. We want to stay motivated all the time. We want to have this energy to push things through. And I think based on my experience and being in this industry for over 20 years, I think that motivation, it's something that it's a little bit overrated. This is something which it's just an empty word, which I think at the end of the day is just giving us this hope that we stay in that mindset, which gonna, as I said, push us through to do things which sometimes we don't want to do. And unfortunately, in photography industry and being a photographer, or, you know, even if you look at being any other industry, I deeply believe that motivation is just a temporary thing. That's something that comes and goes, and we have to somehow stay focused and push it through. So I think if you believe that motivation is going to help you with achieving your goals, I think this is just the biggest mistake we can do. Because as I said, it's something that comes and goes. And today we feel motivated, tomorrow we're not feeling motivated. So the question is how to do things and stay motivated, which we have to do, or we have to go through things which we simply don't want to do. And let's be honest, in headshot photography, most of the time we have to do things which we don't want to do. And that's something that we have to somehow overcome, and we have to somehow find a ways to do those things. Doesn't matter if we like them or we don't like them. And I know from outside world, whoever is looking at photographers and they think like, oh my God, these guys, they only have fun. They do things which they like to do. It's always this positive energy. They work with, you know, cool people. They work with cool equipment. They have all this fantastic life, and they just happy all the time. Which again, it's not true. And going back to motivation, also motivation have nothing to do with this, because people have to realize that staying in that mindset where you have to basically divide it your day to different tasks and different things we have to do. And let's be honest, 99% of those days, those things, we don't like to do. We have to deal with, weird clients. We have to deal with, upset clients. We have to deal with, overload of, images we have to retouch. So there's always something. And I don't, have this some kind of like a recipe that, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. And if I don't like to do something, it's gonna makes me motivated and all this stuff. I also think that when it comes to motivation, we have to look at things from completely different perspective. And let's kind of dive into this a little bit more deeper, and let's kind of analyze this from a little bit of a different perspective, and let's kind of have a different look at this whole motivation thing. So the one thing was, for example, which motivates me, and it's also, this is something that is something which again comes and go. We have all those external factors such as rewards, recognition, we're getting some positive feedback from people, and those are the things which sometimes, when we don't get them, our motivation is going out of the window, right? So if you have the day where, let's say you get this really nice email from your client who says to you, hey, you know what? I love the photos. You did an amazing job. This is something where I'm going to use those and they're going to benefit me. And you get this like hit of dopamine, which kind of makes you feel good about yourself, about everything what you do. And that's what kind of motivates you sometimes. And it's a great thing. I'm not saying this is the wrong thing. That's, we all kind of get hooked up on this. But as soon as we kind of jump on the other side of the fence, where, we have client who's not happy, or we have someone who going to give you some negative comment, or, you have some expectation when to get some kind of rewards for stuff what you do and you don't. For example, let's say your client doesn't want to pay you, or you know, want to just kind of negotiate the price, or whatever. There's bunch of things which might happen and might go wrong. All of a sudden, this whole motivation is kind of, again, going out of the window, and we're losing this whole thing, right? So that's something that we have to kind of remember, that when we get those great feedbacks, we're getting this recognition, we're getting these rewards, and doesn't matter, it's a financial, or this is some kind of recognition from some organization, whatever, right? There's a lot of things. And when there's lack of them, and then we're getting depend on them to get us kind of motivated, then it's not a good thing, because you know those things, again, they're not coming every single day. There's days where we getting all those positive stuff, and most of the time we're getting those negative stuff. So we have to learn how to overcome those and make sure we can kind of push it through whenever we have those, as I said, bad days and we're getting negative feedback and all this bad stuff. So that's where, you know, you cannot really just flip up some switch and all of a sudden, you know, you just feel motivated. That's the kind of thing which it's not going to change anything. It's going to make just things worse. The next one is, of course, procrastination. This is something which I'm struggling quite a bit, and I'm sure a lot of you guys also have that problem. And that's what also doesn't help with motivation. And what I mean by that is, you know, typically nowadays, what I'm trying to get to stay motivated, but also stay on the top of things, I'm trying to write down stuff on piece of paper and then basically go through them. And that's also something which helps me to basically have some kind of plan of the day. And that's also what's going to not only help me to just go through those things, but also, again, stay motivated. And I don't have to kind of worry that I need some kind of, I don't know, external boost of feedback or something which is going to motivate me. So there's those little tricks which we can use to overcome some of those things. And whenever we don't feel motivated, we have plan which we have to stick to it. And that leads me to the next thing. Sometimes we have those unpredictable emotional states, right? Sometimes we wake up in the morning and then we feel extremely well. We kind of like boost with energy. We're positive, we're happy. And then, you know, like you don't really need motivation. You just jump on those things and you just kind of going after some of those goals and you're going through some of those challenges which you have, and nothing can stop you, nothing can beat you. You're just kind of killing it, right? And then on the flip side, you know, there are some days where you wake up and you're completely out of it. You know, you feel down, you don't feel that, you know, you want to do any of those things, and your emotions are flying all over the place. What I've learned over the last several months since I split up with my wife, that was another big challenge for me, because, you know, whatever was happening in my personal life was really affecting my business, was affecting, you know, the way I was dealing with clients, the way I felt I want to, you know, the way I want to do things. And let's be honest, you know, our emotional state is extremely important. And I think that's what comes down to. I think at the end of the day, depends how we feel, depends how we approach certain things, depends how we basically, how's our emotional state are, that's how we feel either we want to do things or we don't want to do things. And that's something which we have to also recognize. And we want to make sure that if we're going to get those down moments where we feel like crap, we feel like, you know, the world is coming to an end and we don't really see we want to do this stuff anymore, we want to just kind of quit, those are the moments where we have to somehow try to recognize and say, hey, you know, those are just my emotions playing the tricks on my brain and playing tricks on me. And then we have to somehow just, I don't know, try to come up with something that it's going to help us to, you know, kind of submit those emotions, and somehow, you know, we can take control over them And we have to come up with some kind of solution to how we can basically, change this emotional state to feel positive, to feel motivated, to feel excited. And it's not easy. It's just a constant battle, day in, day out. That's the way I kind of see it. And there's not much what we can do. This is something which our bodies and our brains, they do that to us. And there is important to train ourselves how we can just control our emotions. The next one, what I think is just kind of interesting when it comes to the motivation, is lack of discipline. This is something that a lot of people also have a lot of issues, including myself. Don't take me wrong. I'm also on the side where, kind of having, discipline, it's not easy, especially when you work for yourself and you don't have a boss who is just chasing you around and then giving you deadlines, whatever. We have to put that in our business ourselves. And it's just kind of hard to be hard on ourselves because, we're not kind of, even though we are the bosses of ourselves, but, the way I think that our brain works, the way our bodies works is we want to have easy life. We want to be comfortable. We don't want to kind of overkill things. We don't want to overwork ourselves. And sometimes, it doesn't take much. You feel a little bit, kind of like, oh, I don't want to do it. And all of a sudden, you're just watching Netflix or, you're not doing things which you should do. And we need to somehow put this pressure on ourselves. And this is not easy for us. I know that takes a lot of courage, a lot of, as I said, discipline, a lot of mental strength to kind of make sure we are able to do that. The next one, which I want to talk about it, what is kind of like the biggest enemy when it comes to feel motivated and do things the way we're supposed to, is lack of clarity and focus. And what I mean by that, I think most of the time when it comes to the motivation, a lot of those things, we want to be motivated kind of for the short term. So you have this little kind of goal of the day, you feel motivated, you feel you're crushing it, and then, this is all good. But I think the most important and the most challenging thing is just feel motivated for the long run. How to basically overcome, just kind of look at the future, not just from the day perspective or week perspective. You have to kind of try to figure out, what's the focus and what's the kind of goal in the long term, 5 years, 10 years. And that's what I actually learned throughout my running. Because when I, let's say you do sprint, you need to be motivated for, 30 seconds. That's it. But let's say you have too long marathon or you have to run some long distance. You have some long distance training and you have to, run for 10K, 20K, even marathon. Then you have to just stay motivated for the whole thing. And that's what I found is fascinating. And this is what I've learned lately, that, you have to just overcome your own mind, because your mind's going to do everything what it's possible to pretty much just find a reason, find some kind of, how can you even describe this, excuse, how you can just kind of, don't do it, right? So the way I actually look at it is you have to look for the end goal. Like, what is the big thing you want to achieve? So let's say when it comes to photography, let's say you want to be successful. You want to do, 100 photo shoots. You want to work with, 40, 50, 100 companies. So you have to create those long-term goals and go after them. Don't look at this, oh, I have this little photo shoot and, that's it. You have to think big. You have to create those big goals. And that's, try to stick with motivation to those big goals instead those little ones. And that leads me to the next thing, which of course is fear of failure and perfectionism. That's something which a lot of people also kind of losing the motivation. They losing the feel of, I'm going to be successful. I can achieve my goals. And again, motivation goes out of the window, because if you have this fear of failure that, the client's not going to be happy, the shoot's not going to be successful, this contract or this project with this company is not going to work, And that's going to really, really affect you. And it's going to just be challenging to overcome. And the same, I think, the opposite way, the perfectionism. Like, a lot of people want to be too perfect. And I think when it comes to photography, that's a big deal, because we want to be perfect. We want to create those best images. And that sometimes is killing us. Because what happens is, you know, there's no perfect image. There's no perfect headshot. And basically what happens is, typically when we start failing, this is going to just turn against us. And it's going to pretty much just, I don't want to say kill us, but it's going to really affect the way we work, going to affect about everything when it comes to just staying on the top of things, right? So when you get to this point that you fear of failure, I usually have this one little thing which I put in my head. There will be always the next image. There will be always the next picture. There's always something which is going to, you know, comes up, and then I'm going to be able to learn from my mistakes and don't do them again. So failure, I don't think it's a bad thing. We could go for another hour about talking about the failure, but photography is all about failure, because we always failing. Every photo shoot we have, every contract we get, every project we do, there's always some mistakes, there's always some failures. But that's how we get better. That's how we improve things. That's how we learn things. And I know it's just something which is killing our motivation, but it's necessary for our progress. And there's unfortunately nothing where we can do, because nobody started photography and all of a sudden become this like top-notch, high-end photographer overnight. Actually, I deeply believe that those people who are the most successful, those are the guys who went from the most failures, and that's how they've learned how to basically overcome them and just make everything and perfect some of those things to the point that, you know, nobody can beat them. So that's the kind of my approach. And the last thing I would like to talk when it comes to the motivation is, of course, external distractions and also competing priorities. This is something which also is extremely challenging for a lot of us. I think that we are bombarded from distractions nowadays. And this is something that it's really difficult to overcome. And I think all those social media platforms, all those, you know, Netflixes, all this like things which they try to take our attention on our goals, it's also going to distract us, and it's going to just take away our motivation to do those important things. And we need to learn how to, again, overcome them, how to block them, how to control them, how to make your mind stay away from those distractions. And again, everyone has to find own way. I'm not going to tell you what to do, because there's a million things out there which can help you with that. But the most important thing, you have to start actually doing them. And a lot of us is just like, oh, I'll start doing this tomorrow, or I'm going to, you know, think about it. But we still get back on some of those things, right? So those distractions, we need to learn how to control them, how to beat them, how to make sure they're not getting into the way to our big goals. And that's going to also keep us motivated, and it's going to help us to pretty much somehow control it, the big goals, and it's going to keep us motivated, and it's going to help us to pretty much just achieve all those things which we want to achieve in our, you know, personal life and also our business. So this is something, again, it's just kind of this whole thing happening, you know, at the same time, because, you know, this is not just a business, because we also have to stay motivated in our personal life, which sometimes also it's not easy. But again, I deeply believe this is more about the structure of, you know, our life, and that's going to help us to, as I said, stay motivated, keep being motivated. But again, at the same time, I deeply believe it, that this whole motivation thing, we have to look at it completely different way, and don't look for some kind of external motivation, that someone's gonna magically, you know, appear in your life and is going to tell you some amazing sentences and some amazing words, and all of a sudden this is going to just basically change everything about the way you look at the world, about you do things. I think this motivation has to come from within, from us, and we need to know how to trick ourselves to be motivated. And as I mentioned throughout this entire spiel, that you guys know how to approach some of those things and how to create this foundation to, you know, do things which we're supposed to, but at the same time don't lose this kind of control over our life and our business and everything what we do. Okay, I know I could yap about this for quite some time, but I hope I was trying to explain this the best way as possible. And I know this topic is extremely deep. There is, you know, so many things which we could also add to this, but I deeply believe, as I said, that if you kind of feel that, you know, you need help to be more motivated, you have to look at this whole thing from, you know, different perspective and, you know, find a way just to push it through. Doesn't matter what's your brain and what's your emotions are telling you. That's the bottom line. That's what I think. Okay. I hope that was interesting. If you have any comments, you have anything else you would like to add to this, you guys know how to find me. I'm available pretty much on all social media. My email, just shoot me message and we'll take it from there. So wishing you a fantastic week. It's Monday. So I hope this podcast gives you some positive energy and motivates you to, you know, become stronger. And I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.